Morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming here. Wonderful day in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park. We're going to have a number of speakers, starting off with Alan Scott. We have the mayor, we have the chief, and we have the head of Rec and Park. We're going to go through a couple of comments from each of them. Then we'll take some questions, and then we'll make sure we'll get you on your way. So appreciate you all coming out. Glad to introduce Alan Scott, the president of Concerts and Festivals at Another Planet Entertainment.
Thank you, Pete. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out. I'm Alan Scott, as Pete said, of Another Planet, president of Concerts and Festivals. I'd like to take a moment to introduce everybody behind me today. We have San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie. We have San Francisco Rec and Park General Manager and size medium, Phil Ginsberg. We have San Francisco Chief of Police, Paul Yep. We have San Francisco Chief of Fire, Daniel Crispin. And we have Mr. Miyamoto from Rec and Park, or Department. Okay, great. Today we celebrate an exciting chapter in San Francisco. I forgot somebody. Hold on. San Francisco Department of Emergency Management, Executive Director Mary Ellen Carroll. Sorry, Mary Ellen. There's exciting three weekends ahead in San Francisco music history and San Francisco history. This is the first time ever there's been three weekends of concerts in a row in Golden Gate Park. We anticipate over 450,000 people coming to the park over these three weekends. 170,000 people this weekend for Dead & Company, 225,000 attendees for Outside Lands, and 55,000 for Zach Bryan on August 15th. A good portion, 290,000 of these people, are coming from outside the Bay Area. That means hotel rooms, restaurants, Ubers, a big boost to San Francisco's economy. It also is a moment for us to shine. San Francisco has always been a cultural destination and a world-class city, and these three weekends will prove it. I want to thank all of the help that we've had with the city departments. It's a very collaborative effort. We work closely with Rec and Park, the mayor's office, SFPD, SF Fire, Department of Emergency Management, MTA. This is a collective effort, and it is another reason why these weekends are so successful and why this city is a world-class city. We expect this weekend, these three weekends, to bring in over $150 million in economic impact to San Francisco. These three weekends will also bring in over $7 million to San Francisco's Recreation and Parks Department. That goes to the budget to all the parks, not just Golden Gate Park, but all the parks. And I'm sure Phil will talk more about that. So I'd now like to turn it over to the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie.
I'm going to start where I'm going to end, and I'm going to say, let's go San Francisco. This is so incredible. I am so fired up for the next 3 weeks here. We have an incredible series of concerts and activities that are going to be happening across the city. Right here in Golden Gate Park, we will have Dead & Company this weekend, Outside Lands on August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and Zach Bryan and Kings of Leon on August 15th. Visitors from across the region and across the world are coming to our city. For the next month, San Francisco is going to be the music capital of the world. 60,000 people a day are expected to attend Dead & Company all 3 days this weekend. As Alan said, last year Outside Lands drew over 220,000 attendees, and we are expecting similar numbers this year. And we will have over 55,000 people for Zach Bryan and Kings of Leon. This team behind me and everybody throughout our city has been preparing for months, and in some cases for years, to make sure these events go smoothly. Our police department, fire department, sheriff's department, Department of Emergency Management, Public Works, Public Health, Rec and Park have all been coordinating internally and with Another Planet and event organizers in the lead up to these weekends. Our public safety teams and local law enforcement will be operating at full staffing with additional personnel to manage the increases with all of these attendees and visitors. Our teams are equipped and trained to handle a variety of situations, and we are fully prepared for any emergencies that may arise during these weekends. I want to be clear, if you are attending these events, there are some basic steps that you can take to keep yourself and those around you safe. I want you all to sign up for Alert SF by texting GGPC to 888-777. I want you to make a plan with your family or friends in case of emergency, and consider that cell networks are often strained during these large events. So set a meetup location outside, away from the event, in case you are separated and unable to communicate. And report any concerning activity to the nearest uniformed officer, like police, firefighters, or event staff. And you can always call 911 in case of emergency, or 311 for assistance. This year, let me be clear, we're no stranger to holding big events, because already this year, we've hosted large-scale events like the NBA All-Star Game, the Chinese New Year Parade, the Pride Parade, drawing hundreds of thousands of people to our city. Our job, our public safety teams have done an incredible job during all of these events, and I expect nothing less over the next few weeks. We are going to keep everyone safe. We are going to shine on the global stage over the next 3 weeks. We're going to carry this momentum forward through August. Poolside is doing a free concert in Union Square on September 7th. And just in the last 2 hours, we announced a free concert at Civic Center on September 13th featuring Shaboozy. So, let's go. When people come to our city for these events, they stay in our hotels, they eat at our restaurants, they visit our small businesses and our cultural institutions. That economic impact stretches across the city, and all San Franciscans feel the benefit. I want to reiterate that. All San Franciscans are going to feel the benefit from these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming to our city, spending money, and enjoying all that we have to offer. And when visitors feel safe and they enjoy their trip, they come, they go home, and they tell everybody what we all know, that San Francisco is not only a world-class city, but we are a city on the rise. So I want to thank all of our departments, and a special shout out to Another Planet and everyone who will help make these events a success. This is going to be a fun and safe month here in San Francisco. Let's go, San Francisco. Now, I would like to introduce our head of Parks and Rec, Phil Ginsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you, Mayor, for being such a cheerleader for our city. He's almost as excited as the deadheads I saw skipping through Golden Gate Park this morning on my morning run. My name's Phil Ginsberg. I'm the general manager of the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department. And I'm very proud to talk about one of the most joyful and ambitious things we do as a city, which is to bring world-class music to public parks. And over the next 3 weekends, 7 nights, we're bringing world-class music to America's greatest park, Golden Gate Park. Concerts in Golden Gate Park are a defining part of the city's civic identity, from the Summer of Love and the Human Being to the Tibetan Freedom Concert in the 90s to now, Greg, thank you, Alan, 17 years of Outside Lands. We're not just hosting concerts. We're bringing people together, boosting our economy, showing the world that San Francisco is alive and thriving, and perhaps most importantly, facilitating joy. The next 3 weeks are going to be extraordinary. And behind the curtain, as the mayor noted, there is a full city symphony of departments working together and with our partners at Another Planet Entertainment to make this work. Obviously, our top priority is ensuring these events are safe, smooth, and respectful to the neighborhoods that host them. We're achieving that through a lot of coordination. Alan and the mayor introduced all the agencies. They're all behind us, and there are some that aren't here, from SFMTA's transit and parking planning to SFPD's public safety work, and you're going to hear from our chief in a second, from Public Works' signage and cleanup, to the fire department and the health department's on-site readiness, to the Department of Emergency Management's overall emergency planning and coordination. We're ready. Together, we're making it possible to welcome hundreds of thousands of people, over nearly 500,000 people in the next 3 weeks alone, putting aside all of the free concerts we've got coming this fall. We're bringing them to Golden Gate Park, and we're going to do it without totally overwhelming the surrounding communities. We really could not do this without our amazing longtime partner, Another Planet Entertainment. The thing that makes Another Planet Entertainment different and special is just how committed they are to San Francisco. Greg Perloff was born on the anniversary of Golden Gate Park, the same day, April 4th. His favorite place to visit is the Conservatory of Flowers. He cares about every tree in this park and works very closely with my extremely talented and dedicated staff to make sure, most importantly, that this park is protected. These concerts actually bring revenue to the city, obviously, but they do bring revenues directly to Rec and Park. That ensures year-round maintenance for the polo fields, which are looking extraordinary. They fund our free concerts. They invest in our neighborhoods. They provide scholarships to kids to go to summer camp. This is a really well-running, well-oiled machine. We're going to work extremely hard to meet our zero waste targets. We will manage sound in real time. We're operating a community hotline, which is open throughout each weekend, so that we can address any community issue immediately. The hotline number is 415-965-8001. We're really excited. This is fun. This is good stuff. And San Francisco deserves this. And while there will be a whole lot of people out here enjoying themselves and partying a bit, the city and Another Planet are going to be working extremely hard to ensure everyone has a great time with only minimal disruptions to our neighborhood. Thank you. And I now have the honor of introducing our chief of police, Paul Yep, who is going to represent the all of the public safety agencies behind us to talk about our most important responsibility, public safety.
Thank you, Phil. And as the mayor said, let's go San Francisco with public safety. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. First off, I want to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie, the San Francisco Park and Rec General Manager, Phil Ginsberg, Another Planet Entertainment, and all of our public safety partners who are working hard to keep our city safe. Tomorrow, we will kick off 3 extraordinary weekends of entertainment and fun for the city of San Francisco. People will be coming from all over the world to visit our city, and we're excited to continue to showcase everything that this city has to offer. I'm personally excited to welcome Dead & Company, all the artists performing at Outside Lands, as well as Zach Bryan and the Kings of Leon. The San Francisco Police Department will have a full deployment of officers. I repeat, a full deployment of officers working all three weekends for your safety. We have dedicated deployment around Golden Gate Park before, during, and after the concerts to ensure everyone is safe and has a good time. Please avoid the surrounding areas in Golden Gate Park as they will be closed to public access. These concerts will also bring more people into our hotels, restaurants, businesses, and nightclubs. We will have additional officers deployed along with community ambassadors in neighborhoods around the city for all the additional events, including along H Street and our downtown corridors. Our specialized units will also be out, ready to respond to any crimes or other trouble that may occur in our city. The San Francisco Police Department and our city partners have been planning for these events for months, and we've been training for any scenario that may occur. The San Francisco Police Department is ready. The city is ready. Let me repeat, the city is ready. We have a lot of experience hosting large-scale events like these, including major concerts, conferences, and parades. We also ask our community members for your help. When something doesn't look right, let us know. As always, if you see something, say something. I'm also pleased that San Francisco will again be on the global spotlight with our city beaming across the nation, across the country during Dead & Company's Sunday show that will be in IMAX theaters worldwide. San Francisco is safer than any time in many of our lifetimes. Crime is down 28% this year, with historic lows in violent crime and property crime, which continue to drop. I want to personally thank our officers who are working hard to keep us all safe. Many of them will be working long hours to ensure San Francisco remains one of the safest big cities in the country and a world-class destination for entertainment. We hope to see you out and about enjoying the city at these exciting events, having a wonderful and safe, and I repeat safe, time in the beautiful city of San Francisco. Thank you.
So if folks have questions, obviously Mayor and Allen can take some of the public safety team. So we've got press questions for one at a time.
Just elaborate on the full deployment that you spoke about, Chief, like more officers working overtime, and you know, what exactly does full deployment mean? Is everyone on the force working this weekend?
It's a combination of everyone that is on duty all three weekends with a complement of overtime officers and city ambassadors. And I want to, it's not just the police department, it's the Department of Emergency Management, it's park rangers, it's our San Francisco Fire Department, it's our San Francisco Sheriff's Department, it is security that's provided by another Planet Entertainment. We're coordinated, we're ready. So it's gonna be a safe, it's gonna be the safest place in San Francisco. We have a safe event.
Christian? So I know the city has a lot of experience covering these kinds of big events and all the safety issues once again. How do you manage the safety as essentially soft part? Kind of like people be monitored coming in and out. And then how do you also carry that over to the streets outside afterwards when people are leaving?
Do you want to take the, in terms of coming in and for Allen?
Allen, do you want to address? Do you want to talk a little bit about security on the way out?
Sure. We have a full security and emergency action plan that hopefully we don't have to use this weekend or any of these weekends, but we are prepared for all of the unknowns, so to speak. And we have full magnometers when you come into it. There's bag checks. Inside and outside, we have SFPD. We have parking control officers to keep cars moving throughout the neighborhoods. As the chief said, it is a very safe event.
All right, thank
you. One more, sorry. You guys spoke about how
impact the surrounding neighborhoods? I mean, there's a lot of residents around here. Could you elaborate on how you'll do that? How will you manage?
We work very closely with Another Planet Entertainment and all our city agencies. I mentioned the hotline, and I mentioned the number, which I can say again, but I think you got it. We have a command center. Those calls come in. We deploy people immediately, whether it's somebody blocking a driveway or it's somebody blocking a driveway or it's a sound complaint. We go out and monitor sound. Look, you know, great cities do great things, and to say that there is no inconvenience to the neighborhoods on something like this with so many people coming into the park isn't true. It is going to be a little inconvenient. I live right over here. But the idea here is to bring so much joy and some of the lasting benefit and economic impact benefits our park system and benefits these neighborhoods year round. In fact, Another Planet Entertainment is part of their arrangement with the city for every year of outside lands. They contribute $25,000, I think, Alan, to each neighborhood, the Sunset and the Richmond, for community investment that they choose as a little bit of a thank you for, you know, putting up with a little bit of inconvenience. And then for the Zach Bryan, that second weekend of concerts, there's another 10. So each year there's a pool of about $35,000 for the Sunset and Richmond neighborhoods that roll over. They decide how they want to use those funds. And then in the meantime, between parking control officers and MTA, you know, providing all kinds of resources to move people in and out, our park rangers, we will have 35 park rangers inside and outside operating all weekend long. All of our police officers and sheriffs that were mentioned, public works, street cleaning. It is amazing how quickly each night the park is cleaned up. By 2 o'clock in the morning, you actually wouldn't know that anybody was here. The infrastructure's here, but you wouldn't see a single beer cup on the ground. So, you know, we've done this 17 years now, and look, it can't always be perfect. Things go wrong. But the ethos of these events is to take, to be very, very sensitive in understanding that this event is a guest and that we need to be respectful of the neighborhoods.
Hey, just one quick stat. Within the 300,000, nearly 300,000 people that are coming from outside the Bay Area, all 50 states are represented and 38 different countries.
Well, yes, so we're prepared for all three weekends. I will add this, you know, I talked about our partners in public safety. We are well coordinated. We know what's going on in the world as far as public safety and large-scale events. We've done tabletops. We've done exercises together. We're coordinated. We communicate. This will be a safe event.
Okay. Thank you all very much.